Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 80 degrees on this Friday, May 16th, 2025. If you're not done already, you're almost done. Don't worry about it. The weekend is upon us. A little mix sun clouds. You hear some storms may come through again later on. I said just by the time I get home, about 7 o'clock, no grass cutting today for Rob. Simple as that. Did get a text message in, said, you and your sea monkeys. eBay has many. Basic packs for $12. You provide the fish bowl or fancy plastic aquarium for $25, $30. There's a lot for sale. Then the vintage section from when we were kids, they get very expensive. Listen, I'm bringing sea monkeys back. It's simple as that. Check them out if you don't know what I'm talking about. But I think we should make them a thing again. Bring them to the next generation. Let it be a fad again. I think we need something to believe in. Let's get the sea monkeys back in. Come on now. There is some breaking news. Yes, there is serious breaking news. The Supreme Court today blocked President Trump from moving forward with deportation under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act for a group of immigrants in northern Texas, siding with the Venezuelan immigrants who feared they were poised for imminent removal under the sweeping wartime authority. The Supreme Court did state that they could not be deported under that act while the case goes through the lower court, which it was kicked back to. That being said, the Supreme Court did specifically say that the administration can remove these Venezuelan immigrants under other statutes under immigration law. So it appears that they're saying this group cannot be removed under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act, but they could be removed under other immigration laws, but as they can't be removed under the Immigration Act while it moves through the court. So that's the breaking news out of the Supreme Court. My guess would be that the administration moves to deport them under existing immigration law, not using the Immigration Alien Enemies Act of 1798, while it works through the court. And we'll see what the lower court says. It'll probably end up back in the Supreme Court regardless. So that's some breaking news there today. This is some more good news for us here in Pennsylvania, although some won't like it. Northeast Pennsylvania, NEPA, could become a major supplier of lithium for batteries. There's been a successful pilot project in Northeast Pennsylvania. And I think we've mentioned this a couple months ago when it was going through its processes, to where lithium is extracted from the brine used in fracking. Now, lithium, a key component in electric vehicle batteries, and less dependent on importing this precious element, this rare earth element, from other nations, specifically Russia, China, and other places. The extraction of lithium and some other elements from fracking wastewater at a pilot plant in Susquehanna County, after a month of continuous operation, has been a resounding success, according to a new release from Avonlea Lithium, a subsidiary of Avalon Environmental Technologies. Fracking, or hydraulic fracking, is a process used to extract oil and natural gas from deep underground rock formations. It involves injecting a mixture of water, sand, and chemicals at high pressure into the wells, creating fractures in the rock, allowing the trapped gas and oil to flow more freely. We're pretty up to tune in this because it's been an ongoing battle in our area and across Pennsylvania and across a lot of places for a while. There was a lot of activity up by me and even north of me now, still today, and to the west of us. This just and one of the big things when it comes to fracking is what to do with that wastewater, what to do with the fracking chemicals and the trucks were bringing it out. If they can bring it to a place and find a secondary use for it and extract a very well-needed rare earth mineral like lithium, and it's not just lithium, this will be a win-win for our area. It'll be a huge boost because a major cost in fracking and getting that gas and oil out was what to do with the wastewater, how to send it somewhere, to get it treated. if we could do that and extract rare, if it could, that cost could be actually making money in addition to not costing money, there's that much more of a benefit to when it comes to this. The Innovation Mineral Extraction System, known as Advanced Chemical Cavitation Extraction of Lithium, ACCLEI for short, has exceeded performance expectations, marking a transformative milestone for domestic lithium and critical mineral production in the United States. The plant processed thousands of liters of wastewater brine daily from the Marcellus Shale natural gas operations using a proprietary hydrodynamic cavitation technology. The system efficiently extracts lithium, strontium, magnesium, calcium, and barium from fracking brine that would otherwise be discarded. Pennsylvania's Marcellus Shale fields stretch from the northern tier counties to the southwestern counties. The underground rock formation also extends into parts of New York, Ohio, West Virginia, Maryland, and Virginia. The lithium contained in the Marcellus Shale brine in Pennsylvania could meet 38 to 40% of the country's current lithium demand, assuming that 100% lithium recovery and extraction processes are more cost-effective than competing uses for the water, according to an analysis and researchers from the University of Pittsburgh and the National Energy Technology Laboratory in Pittsburgh. The company's technology positions Pennsylvania as a cornerstone of America's clean energy transition, offering a scalable solution to reduce reliance on foreign mineral imports, the company said. The pilot demonstrates that the system's ability to deliver commercially viable, environmentally responsible mineral extraction. The results not only validate our technology, but also underscore the potential for Pennsylvania to lead in critical mineral innovation. Now, my question is here now, too. If you have a gas lease on your property, if you're a farmer in Upper Lackawanna County, Susquehanna County, and one of our counties to our west, you have 400 acres and you have a gas and you have the rights and the gas well's there, and you're getting a percentage of the gas that's produced from the wells from your field that your property may be part of. If they're also extracting rare earth minerals from the wastewater from that very same, that could be an added benefit to the homeowners. Now, if you've never had a gas lease on your property, it's hard for you to understand what this entails. Now, all the area up near me had gas leases at one time or another. My gas lease expired a couple of years ago, but I had it for a decade. And, they pay you per acre, and then you get residuals to whatever gas is extracted from underneath if they extract gas. Now, because of the anti-fracking, because of the cost and shipping and everything, and the low cost of oil at the time, a lot of the wells, a lot of the things up there, and the lack of a pipeline were abandoned in a lot of places. Now, a lot of them weren't. But my thing is, since they are getting a rare earth mineral from the same ground and field under your property, does that also transition to benefiting local property owners? It very well could. And I think this is going to be a legal issue. And if your contract for your land lease states that it's just gas and oil, hopefully, and I believe mine did because I just looked at it the other day, also said rare earth minerals. So if anything else is found, if anything else is extracted from that, you also get a percentage of that. Now, that would probably have to be tweaked because this technology didn't exist. Again, my lease is probably gone now for 8 years over. But this could be a big boom, not only for the nation as far as getting our own 38 to 40% of our own lithium, rare earth minerals from here without having to get them from somewhere else. That cost savings to the America infrastructure is just phenomenal. It also gives more of an incentive to not only look for gas and oil, because now you have this byproduct, which is also creating a service to data industries, the battery industry, and everywhere else. You know, these data centers that we see and we've talking about in our valley area, you know, could they be now battery manufacturer? Could we see Tesla making buying up a large portion of our industrial area to have a battery factory because we are producing our own lithium right here? It just opens up the possibilities and the financial impact for our area tremendously. And again, not only that, but the homeowners. You know, not only are you benefiting from the gas and oil extracted from underneath your property, your field that you may be part of, but now this rare earth mineral. And that's something that would need to be put in paper to protect the homeowner, to make sure the homeowners, the landowners benefit from this as well as the energy company, as well as the battery makers and everyone else. But this looks like it's been vetted through the University of Pittsburgh. I'm sure it would need to be vetted that this technology is as good as they're saying it was, that their test case has been over producing and phenomenal expectations. They're very excited about this. And even Holly Frederick, chair of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Wilkes University, said the announcement is very exciting. The idea of taking waste brine and extracting something that's valuable resource and the quality that it's able to be used for a secondary purpose alleviates the need to do additional mineral extraction by techniques that are more environmental challenging. Basically, strip mining, right? That's how they get lithium a lot of the times now, strip mining. So if you could extract lithium from the wastewater that you're already extracting gas and oil from, not have to strip mine in other places, pending that this is cheaper and produces more, it's a win-win for everyone. I understand there's a sensitive topic around fracking and such like that. But for every case where you can point to and say, well, look how devastating this was for this area, there are hundreds of cases to where it's been done without any issues. And that's something that needs to be monitored by federal agencies and regulations and the state and everyone else involved. But this is very positive outcome. And the fact that it's right here in Susquehanna County, the first of its kind, is even more so. So I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes, and hopefully you can get those gas leases and lithium leases going again up by us. It's 4:22 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.